Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Wednesday, the 24th of June, here on Share Talk. And the market may be looking rather ropey as a whole with second wave fears, but the small caps seem to be still trucking. First stock today is Allergy Therapeutics. Catching up with its fellow pharma minnows, I suppose, at the moment. A gap up through the and above the 50-day moving average at 11.71 pence. And at least while we're above the 11 pence zone, which is where the 200-day line is looking for a top of June trend channel target here up to 20 pence. Amazing that UCOG and the Horse Hill Brigade seem to be revitalizing. Quite amazing, I have to say, in this current environment. But can't question the charts. Here we've got Albemarle Mineral Resources with a steady recovery in recent weeks. Looks as though it could be heading towards the top of a rising trend channel from the end of November at 0.25 pence. And that's valid while we hold above April, May resistance, and in fact early June resistance at 0.1 pence. Another stock which seems to be on the move in a nice way is the following, coming in the form of ADM Energy. Interesting in the sense, obviously, that we had a rather long basing out period, but after a few attempts at cracking the three and a quarter pence area, we've finally done it today. That's become the neckline zone, and above that, looking for, I suppose, a target heading towards around 5.5 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel that I've just drawn on the daily chart. So, as I said, above the roughly the low of the day, 3.25 pence heading up towards 5.5 for ADM. AAA has been a stock which has been nurtured here from around the quarter of a pence area, which was in March, sort of breaking the 50-day line at the end of March, which was obviously very nice. Since then, we've progressed above the 50-day line, currently at 1.92 pence, but it looks as though we're actually accelerating, or the angle is actually sharpening here. So rising trend channel from the end of March, top of the channel heading towards 6 pence, and that target valid while we hold above around the 2.7, 2.8 pence area as things stand. New stock, I think, for the Bulletin Board Heroes comes in the form of Comptoir. Here you can see that we've broken the neckline resistance around 4.5 pence while we're above that, looking for a top of November trend channel target as high as 11 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So quite an interesting setup there. Escape Hunt has been, which I would say, championed by quite a few people over the last couple of months. It may be that finally we're looking at the big breakout here. It hasn't quite happened. I suppose we need a sort of end of day or a weekly close above 10 pence to do that. But we have the setup from the gap higher in April. And the view here is that above 10 pence, the shares could head up as best case scenario up to the top of a January trend channel at 25 pence. Initial target there, the area of the 200-day line at 17 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument, or the recovery argument here, basically back below 8 pence, which is the March uptrend line. Fastjet was called higher here a few weeks back, or a couple of weeks back. Obviously came back rather painfully after that, as you would expect. But an end-of-day close today above the 20-day moving average at 0.19 pence could be the trigger for at least a partial retest of the best levels of earlier this month, up towards 0.8 pence plus, probably favouring 0.4 to 0.5 pence while we remain above the 20-day line as a best-case scenario. Gold stocks finally getting underway, at least in the minnow space. It's taken a long time, largely because one would suspect that the price of gold is being held down in order to maintain the relative value of fiat currencies. But such conspiracy theories aside, for Golden's prospect, you can see that there's a rising trend channel in place since July last year. And at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 4.5 pence, looking for a top of trend channel target up to 13 pence or even 14 pence over the next couple of months. The bullish setups keep on coming. Next one is Goldstone Resources, which had a little flurry higher, I think, last week, but now has got sort of the second wave of this move. V-shaped bull flag here, support coming in above old resistance, which is normally a very good sign. And one would be looking for a target towards maybe the 7 to 8 pence area as a minimum while we hold above the 4 pence support of recent days. Stock which has been rather difficult from both a fundamental and a technical point of view in the recent past has been Iconic Labs, and I'm daring to look at it now. Just a hint here of a bear trap below the former support there at 0.011. So that is a possible plus there. Bullish divergence as well in the RSI window. So perhaps if you are very brave, you'd be thinking of catching this particular falling knife and with a stop loss just below 0.01, looking for a return to 0.02, etc., etc. But just the first hint of something better there on the Iconic Labs daily chart. Stock which I interviewed earlier in the week, Power Metal Resources. Here we've had the breakout through 0.5 pence, quite a nice one yesterday. Overall, it looks as though we're in a rising trend channel that you can draw from this time last year. Top of the channel, heading up towards as high as 1.3, 1.4 pence. And that target over the next 3 months valid while we hold above 0.5 pence resistance, which has finally been cleared. Just a couple to go now. Reach for Entertainment. Here we can see that I've got this nice W-shaped turnaround here. There's neckline resistance there at 0.47 pence, but early bird traders probably going in on the basis of that falling wedge break. Top of this triangle that I've just drawn there up towards 0.74, which is the 200-day moving average. And the target there of 0.74 possible, especially while we remain above the 50-day line at 0.33 pence. Finishing off with one for the shorting conspiracy. Here we've got Tern PLC with ever-increasing tie-ups with Microsoft, which obviously helps boost sentiment. The other positive was that yesterday we managed to close on the rising 50-day moving average and ended very close above the rising 50-day line. Tends to be a decent continuation signal. And end of day close above the this resistance line from April at 11 pence should be enough to finally take turn up towards the top of that rising trend channel from December up to 18 or 19 pence. Obviously, we've had many false dawns in terms of that before, but the upside valid here, at least while we hold above the support line from March around the 9 pence level. That's it for me today and a bumper edition. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.